Depreciation Guild, Crucify You, og det på Lydarket P3, som før helgen traff Pains of Being Pure at Heart, Skip Bergman, samt Kurt Feldman, som spiller trommer der, men også frontmann I bandet du akkurat hørte. What would you say that Pure at Heart and Depreciation Guild have in common, musically?
Kurt.
Yeah, you go first.
Oh, sorry. I think we enjoy similar kinds of music, but maybe different aspects of the same music. Like, I mean, I live with Kurt, so I hear the kind of music he plays a lot, and I like it. And I think there's a lot of overlap in our taste, but a lot of differences in terms of how it's expressed.
What's the benefits of having the drummer fronting another band?
Well, I mean, the benefits are like pretty good because it allows us to tour together. We've done like tours in both Europe and America and Japan together, and it's really made it I don't know, it's not like easy in an easy way, but just like good in a way of like the two bands work together really well, and it's not like this foreign element or artificial kind of touring like situation. It's just like we're all sort of like mind, and there's not like weirdnesses, so it's made touring like really, really fun, especially when we got to go to Japan. Like that was cool that we could do that together.
How's your mindset different before a show when playing the drums with Pains and singing with Depreciation Guild?
Well, it's a very, very different mindset. I think playing drums is a very physical act, and I think playing guitar and singing, especially the type of singing that I do, is like very much the polar opposite. You know, for the Pains, it's like very bombastic, and I kind of have to like prep myself and like, you know, to be sweating a lot and things. And with Depreciation Guild, like playing guitar and singing is like very much more fine motor coordination. I think it's like a sort of working different muscles, I guess, for both bands.
What band makes you most tired when the show's over?
I would say definitely the Pains, because, you know, playing drums, I sweat through all my clothes every day, and I have to wash my clothes twice as many times as everyone else does on tour, so it's, I would definitely say that, you know, it's more physically tiring to play drums, you know, every night.
What was it that made you want to play the drums in the Pains in the first place?
I don't know, I guess really what prompted it was, like, Kip and I were living together, you know, we had both played shows together, you know, me and Depreciation Guild and Kip playing in the Pains, and at that point they were using a drum machine, we were using a drum machine, and you know, Kip had just asked me to, you know, we just started living together, and Kip asked me to, like, you know, just play with them at a band practice, and it kind of worked out and it felt really good, so we just sort of continued on that path, and, you know, here we are.
Can you use any of the experiences from the Pains in Depreciation Guild, or vice versa?
I think, I mean, for Depreciation Guild, it's like, you know, there's a lot more electronic aspects to it, but I think I sort of program drums for Depreciation Guild and in a similar way that I play drums. So, like, there is a little bit of overlap, a creative overlap there, I think. Since Pains have done a lot more extensive touring, you know, than Depreciation Guild, I've learned a lot of what works best and what doesn't, you know, just logistically and things like that. And I've taken away a lot of information that, you know, I can use when we're planning our future tours. We're just kind of first coming to Europe for the first time, really, in September. So, you know, there's a lot I've learned just touring with the Pains that, you know, can sort of be applied to our band. So I think that's been a really good experience to have.
Because you're on tour with Pains now, and in the end of the month you're on the road with Depreciation, then the Pains again.
Yeah.
Do you ever feel that it could be too much?
It's tiring, but I really love doing that, so it doesn't really feel like a day job or anything, you know? I can't really complain about getting, like, come to Norway and play festivals. Like, that would be silly.
Are you ever afraid, Kip, that the Depreciation Guild could take too much of his time?
No, I mean, it's obviously, I think Depreciation Guild probably could do more. Like, we're for like the overarching thing of Pains, but at the same time, I feel we've been really fortunate that it's logistically worked out for both bands to be able to do what they can do.
And also for us, I mean, it's provided us with a lot of opportunities to tour, just opening up for the Pains and stuff. And that was like kind of where we got our first foothold, I think.
I think what you mentioned earlier with like how we came into our own, I think when Kurt joined, it just opened up so much more musically. Like both like the electronic and the organic aspect. It's like I'm really bad at programming a drum machine, and we were like playing with the drum machine with literally one drum beat for every song. And
the template.
But it's I think things opened up so much more on what we could do and what we could express. And now moving into recording this album together, like the first album, in a lot of ways, a lot of the songs were kind of holdovers from before, but now it's like the sound has become like just solidified around the band as it is now. And I think it's just really made us able to do so much more in terms of the feel of the music and the dynamics. And I think that was one of the problems with our early band, is that everything sounded so flat, the same, and now it's starting to feel the power of the music is coming through more.
Sound like you both have a good thing going. You're coming back to Norway in September, finally?
Mm-hmm. Finally.
Yeah. Hopefully there's no volcanoes this time. Keeping Kurt, thanks for taking time.
Thanks so much.
Thank you so much for having us. We really appreciate it.